Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and Minnesota citizens wanting to support our armed services. Welcome to Today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. Today's Business Radio is looking at what it means to be proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon County. The Minnesota National Guard has pioneered a program which empowers county leaders to synchronize support efforts and build an enduring network of support for service members and families throughout the deployment cycle. The program, the Yellow Ribbon Community Campaign, is a reminder that supporting service members cannot end when they return home from deployment and the yellow ribbons are untied. Now, the host of Today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons, and we're here today to talk about becoming a Yellow Ribbon County. And our guests today are Lieutenant Colonel Barbara O'Reilly, Chief of Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Minnesota National Guard, Susan Ewing, and Bob Livingston. Thanks for being with us today. Colonel, can you start us out with a little bit of what does it mean to become a Yellow Ribbon County?
Becoming a Yellow Ribbon County means that as a county, you have taken the initiative really to get involved in supporting service members and their families as the county organization. What it means is that there is leadership within the county that organizes the different organizations within the county, such as law enforcement, judicial, social services, to really synchronize their efforts and support military members and their families. It means that as a leadership group, you are mentoring the communities that are within your county, trying to encourage the communities to become Yellow Ribbon cities and trying to encourage the other organizations such as faith-based organizations, the educators, the civic organizations, and even the businesses to get involved in becoming Yellow Ribbon. The bottom line is that they are supporting service members and their families.
Now, Colonel, the reason for the Yellow Ribbon program coming around, I'm assuming, has to do with the great groundswell of support there is for the troops today as opposed to 30 years ago or more than that when I got back from Vietnam. But that whole program is focused on our deployed troops and their families. And that's the reason you're using the Beyond the Yellow County program to try to organize that support so that people know where to go to have an opportunity to help?
That's correct, Tom. The Yellow Ribbon County, or the Yellow Ribbon Program, started as an initiative from the Secretary of the Army, Secretary Guerin, in 2008, when he came to Minnesota and signed the Military Family Covenant with Governor Pawlenty and all of our leaders from the military reserve components. And additionally, with General Shalito being a Vietnam vet and not feeling the support when he came home from Vietnam, he wanted to ensure that our veterans didn't feel that same lack of support that they had. And so his vision was to establish a program that ensured when service members came home that they came all the way home, that there was support out there for them. And so with the combination of his vision, the Military Family Covenant, we developed the Yellow Ribbon Campaign. And again, that is just a campaign to increase awareness of the military members and their families, what they're going through, and use that overwhelming support that Minnesotans have to organize them to support military members and families.
Now, Colonel, I understand you were deployed to Afghanistan in 2007, and you have children and a family. How tough was that on your family? How difficult was that for you when you were deployed?
Wow. You know, the hardest part about being deployed for me was being away from my children. And I'm sure that the hardest part about me being deployed for my husband was taking care of two little girls and continuing to work and trying to keep up with the house and the yard and everything. Luckily, we have a very large support network within 7 miles of where we live. However, many military families don't have that. They don't have relatives that understand or that they are able to reach out to. And many times, your neighbors, your friends don't realize what it's like to be deployed. And so they don't really think about what the family is going through. And so it's so important that we increase the awareness, that we look out and we see who our military families are. And we support them because a family, especially a family with children, is just absolutely overwhelmed trying to get the kids to school, trying to get the kids to soccer practice or band practice and things like that.
Colonel, we also have with us today Susan Ewing, the wife of Senior Master Sergeant Darren Ewing. And I understand, Susan, that you've had a little bit of experience with having your husband been deployed.
Yes, that's true, Tom. In his 20-year career with the Minnesota Air National Guard, Darren has been deployed 12 times.
My goodness.
And many of those deployments have followed 9/11/2001. For me, it was particularly difficult, but I think especially the first time he went. And we now recognize, you know, what we need to do to prepare for these situations when they come up. And even with that, even knowing what we're facing each time, it's still difficult. You know, the separation is difficult. We've dealt with a lot of things during these deployments. As a military wife, I want him to focus on his mission while he's there, and he just wants to know that I'm going to be okay and everything will be okay, so I don't want to worry him with all those kinds of details. But many things have occurred while he's gone. We have this kind of running joke about what is going to break, you know, what can we anticipate is going to break this time. Will it be a garage door opener or the furnace breaking down? But we've had all of those things occur. Fraudulent charges on a credit card, we've had the garage door opener break, the furnace break, the air conditioner break, things of that nature. Plus, there's that sense of being alone, and your neighbors and family members, although they are a support network, aren't there all the time, and you can't always ask for their help. And, you know, I'm rather a strong person and have done a lot on my own without asking for help. I recognize with the Yellow Ribbon Network, there'll be lots of opportunities to get that support that we haven't had in the past.
Susan, how many times in all those deployments that you have disasters at home, like water breaking or the water heater went out? You must have had things that have happened.
Every time.
Every time.
Literally every time.
And who is there to help you with those things?
Usually it's me picking up the phone, calling somebody to come and fix it. Occasionally, some of the situations, my father-in-law was able to come and help, but I didn't have a network in the community to go to previously, so I'm really excited about the opportunities this presents.
So have you seen this improve over the recent years?
Well, since Darren's last deployment in 2007, the Yellow Ribbon Network has developed, so we haven't had that experience yet, but I know the next time he goes, we will.
Now, I understand you've been involved with the Yellow Ribbon Network at your place of employment?
Yes. I joined the military network at Target, which Target became the first Yellow Ribbon corporation this year. And I learned about that in meeting another chair of a Yellow Ribbon city in Farmington at our Woodbury kickoff event.
And as an employee of Target and a member of that network, what does that mean for you?
It's great to know that there's that additional level of support at the corporate level, and knowing that there are other military wives in the same situation that I'm in that I can reach out to and talk to and perhaps even mentor in some cases, because I've had so many experiences with deployment myself.
You could write a book about it, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Colonel, you are also the chief of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Deployment Cycle Support, and you've been involved in the reintegration program for some time. What all is involved in that, and how does that tie into becoming a Yellow Ribbon County?
The Beyond the Yellow Ribbon training starts with the pre-deployment training for, and the focus is to prepare families to know what resources are available to support them while the service member is deployed. We want to build resilient soldiers and resilient families in the communities. During the deployment, we also offer a reintegration training, and that is focused on helping the families set realistic expectations for when they come home. Additionally, throughout the deployment, there are family readiness groups that support the families. They try to do some social events as well as keep the family members informed about what is happening. Throughout the process, there are family assistance centers that family members can go to anytime something comes up. If the water heater breaks, as Susan said, or if they need financial resources, or if they need resources for counseling or anything, the family member can go to the Family Assistance Center. And there are 9 Family Assistance Centers throughout the state that any service member or any family member can walk into, and they will get support. Our final event is the reintegration event, and that is the 30 and 60-day training where we help prepare the family and the service member to successfully make the transition from warrior to citizen.
I'm curious, when you're speaking to the family members before the deployed members come back, what do you tell the family members?
We tell the family members that they're strong, they're going to get through the deployment, that there's many opportunities out there for them to get help if they do need any type of assistance. We provide the family members resources and let them know about the services. There are many services that a family member has to transition to when the service member becomes active duty. For example, their health insurance might transfer from a company insurance to TRICARE insurance. And so we provide education for the family member. So when something comes up during the deployment, when their son or daughter falls off the swing set and needs to go to the doctor, they know what steps they have to take in order to get that TRICARE insurance.
So the TRICARE insurance is the insurance that's provided for the deployed military members and their families?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm sure that, as Susan has told us, a lot of things come up when a spouse is deployed, and there's a lot of support programs, and like the insurance program, there's all kinds of things available to help the families, but now you have an organization to help provide that information and education and support so that they aren't alone in those efforts.
Absolutely, and this ties into what the First Lady started with the Military Family Initiative. As she envisioned the Military Family Network, organizations would be able to sign up on her website for the things that they wanted to do to support military families. And this has really grown. And beyondtheyellowribbon.org will now house this website. And businesses will also be able to sign up. And organizations will continue to be able to sign up for what they want to do to support. So, for example, if the Yellow Ribbon Network from Washington County would like to sign up to plow driveways for service members while they're gone, they will go to our website on beyondtheyellowribbon.org and they will hit the link for Military Family Initiative and enter plow driveways.
Okay, Colonel, let's go to that right now. Our next guest is Bob Livingston, who's the Executive Director of the Washington County Network. And I understand, Bob, Washington County is going to be proclaimed the first Yellow Ribbon County in Minnesota on January 5th. Is that right?
So I understand, yes.
Now, I understand also that you've been involved in this since an early meeting at the Armory over in Stillwater. What's this all about, becoming a Yellow Ribbon County, and how did you get involved?
It started before the Brigade Combat Team came back in 2007. And in 2006, Chaplain John Morris was going around to various armories, meeting with community leaders, and really giving the first indications of what a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program could be. And we were about 8 or 10 people in that room, and we worked during the time the combat team was delayed. If you may recall, that was a long delay and holdover for that team, and they finally came home. Barb, how long was it?
They were deployed for a total of 22 months.
One of the very longest deployments, as I understand. Now, Bob, why were you in that room in the first place?
I'm on city council in Stillwater, and some of the people in there were local council members and mayors. Also, I have an Army background, and I have had a passion for a long time in attempting to help and support military families.
So can you define for me, what does it mean to be a Yellow Ribbon County?
It really is the middle ground, if you will. It's between the county government services, the massive number of social services and other services that a county government can provide, and the Guard and their programs. We stand basically to see that things get done. We're kind of the sweeper-uppers and schedule makers and prodders. And what we have found is that by having an organization that is broader than a city, we can work with the cities so that they can concentrate more on getting the programs to the grassroots, out into the community, to the families that need them. And we can work cooperatively with the Guard and with the county to see that the resources are available and that the cities know about them.
And this is all about support for our deployed troops and their families?
And their families, yes.
Now, if Susan was living in Washington County, how would that affect her when her husband's away on one of his many deployments?
Well, maybe she wouldn't have to just call somebody to come over and fix something. We've had situations where a water main broke in and flooded a house, and we were able to get various support groups to help. We had a situation where a family had an opportunity to get a swing set, a large swing set, and I think 7 people showed up to move the swing set. They were from 5 different communities, and they would not have worked together like that if there wasn't some kind of an organization looking at this type of thing.
So do you serve as the clearinghouse for people that need things and for people who want to help?
If we're asked. Our main function is to develop city organizations through their process, which Barb described, and to their certification as Yellow Ribbon Cities. We do get involved when somebody asks us, essentially in a multi-city situation. We will act as the coordinating body and the communicating body. But mostly, we work directly with the city organizations and the Guard to see that the action plans get done, reviewed, and the cities gain their Yellow Ribbon status. We've been quite successful in that. We have 3 Yellow Ribbon cities who will be so named on January 5th, Hugo, Stillwater, and Woodbury.
And how many cities are there in Washington County?
22.
So you've got the first 3?
Got the first 3.
And are they there largely because of your efforts to try to do that, or how did that come about?
They're there primarily through the efforts of their organizing committees locally. If it wasn't for people like Darren Ewing in Woodbury and others, Mike Polina in Stillwater, Chuck Haas in Hugo, they wouldn't be as far along as they are by any stretch. What we've been able to do is to work with the Guard and the cities to see that the process moves smoothly, that things don't get hung up, that if there are questions, they get answered on either side. And we have also been the guinea pigs, really, for the development of a Yellow Ribbon County certification process. When we first started, it was going to be the same as cities. And we found out very quickly it can't be.
Can you explain why it can't be, Bob?
Well, we're less concerned with action items such as programs than we are action items such as working with cities, reviewing plans, and bringing together at the county level faith-based organizations, businesses, et cetera, that Barb mentioned. We do get into the retail delivery of services a little bit, but once there is an organization in development or on the ground in these various cities, they are far more competent than we are to handle local situations.
So then are you helping to coordinate the Yellow Ribbon businesses and the Yellow Ribbon cities within your county to provide whatever is needed?
We're starting to do that. The first thing we had to do was to figure out what Yellow Ribbon County was and get some of our cities up and running. And now we're working to develop businesses, to develop faith-based organizations. We have a major effort going on in public education where we have 4 major school districts in the county, and we have had meetings with all of them at the school board level, and we are trying to get them to set up training programs where principals and teachers and administrators can understand what it's like to be a kid with a deployed parent. And I really got interested in that when I heard Barb's story about one of her daughters. When Barb was deployed, every time the school did the Pledge of Allegiance and the flag was up there, Barb's daughter started crying. School had no idea as to why, and found out, and everything was fine. But if we can teach administrators and teachers the signs of a potential situation and teach them where the resources are that they can call on for help, then I think that's one of the most important things that all of us at any level can do.
To help the children through
the
deployment.
Through this. Yes, sir.
Can you briefly explain to us what was the process you had to go through to become proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon County?
Well, as I alluded to earlier, the process started with trying to figure out what a Yellow Ribbon County was. and what a county organization should do as opposed to a city organization, the Guard, government, etc. That took quite a while, and it was trial and error. It was start and stop. But finally, with excellent cooperation from the Guard and from Washington County, we developed a situation where we could do an action plan that highlighted the things I've been talking about today that a county can do in terms of organization, coordination, sustainability, which is a key critical component of this. If you have an organization that's just going to go away next year because people move or whatever, that's not good. If you have an organization that has a structure and has functions within that structure, then you can replace people and keep on going. And that's something we've developed at the county level, and I know our cities are developing that type of structure also.
I know you've said as the guinea pig, as the first county to do this, you're kind of feeling your way through the process and trying to figure out what can a county do to help cities, businesses, and so forth. What would you say to another person from another county in Minnesota that's thinking about becoming a Yellow Ribbon County? What should they think about? How can they learn from your experiences? Where do they start?
Well, I think they will have an advantage because both the Guard and Washington County have benefited, profited, and learned from the experience. And we can pass that experience on. We can pass our plan along as a matrix for other counties. We can work with county governments. We can reach out with some of our county commissioners to the county commissioners in other counties, and that's very important that the senior elected leadership buy into this at a very early stage. So we can help at all levels.
Bob, how do you manage the process? There has to be in Washington County a lot of people that are interested in supporting the troops. There has to be many businesses. You've got 22 cities.
Yep.
How do you coordinate the efforts? Do you have regular meetings? How do you communicate? How do you do that?
We do have regular meetings. We have an executive committee that meets between meetings of the whole group, and we have me, and I try to keep my hands on things and my arms around things and succeed some of the time. It's getting easier, actually, in the major cities because they have their own organizations. And as they develop, as they get more comfortable, I have less to do. And one of the things that we are hoping is that the leaders of the cities will become the leaders of the county network so that they are communicating among themselves. They have a structure within the county to work through, and that will help in sustainability long into the future, and the people who really started this thing can go on and do something else.
Bob, sounds like you're doing some great work over there. I wish that type of organization was available when we were in the service some years ago.
So do I.
Colonel O'Reilly, let's walk through a brief example now. If we move Susan to Washington County and her husband's deployed again, what happens to the families of deployed troops if they live in Washington County and they have a need? Do they contact me on the yellowribbon.org? Sounds like you've got Yellow Ribbon businesses, Yellow Ribbon cities, Yellow Ribbon County now in Washington County. How does this all work?
The key is awareness. Awareness within the community that there are military members that live and work in the community. We're all reserve component members in Minnesota for the most part. And so being aware that somebody who lives right next to you may have needs. And even just to say thank you to Susan or thank you to a parent of a service member it goes a long way in making that service member's family member feel appreciated. But let's say Susan has a challenge during deployment. That water heater breaks once again, and you know, she is just absolutely beyond herself because she's so overwhelmed. And so what she can do is call the Washington County Network, or she could call her city network. She could also call the Family Assistance Center, and she could also go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org and find the Military Family Care Initiative and find resources that way. So what we're trying to do is find multiple resources for the family member to tap into. Washington County has an excellent plan, but I would also like to point out that when we award Yellow Ribbon, we're not saying that there is a specific way to do this. There could be multiple ways of doing any Yellow Ribbon organization. The items that are important is organization, sustainability, and caring about military families. We're trying to build Fort Minnesota throughout the entire state to support military members and their families, like a military family would have on an active duty installation or near an active duty installation. It's about caring. It's about coming together and trying to do more when you're working together than you can individually. I like to say that when a community, a county, or a company, when they come together and they work together to support military families, what they're doing is building an action plan that can transcend any organization. If you build an action plan to support military families, you can support anyone in need.
One last question. We're running short of time. If we have individuals, families, businesses, folks out there that want to help families of deployed troops, where do they go? If we want to put in time to babysit, if we want to put in some money to help with Christmas toys, if we want, whatever it is we want to do, where do they go?
BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org.
And there's all kinds of information there, contact information, ways to follow up and dig deeper and find out how we can help support the families of deployed troops.
Absolutely. They can enter whatever they want to do. If they want to do a service, they can enter that on the Military Family Care Initiative. Or if they want to donate money, there are resources that they can donate money to. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation or the Minnesota Military Appreciation Fund are wonderful organizations, and the money goes directly to supporting military families.
Thank you, Bob. Any final thoughts for those folks that might be interested in becoming a Yellow Ribbon County?
I think Barb summed it up very well, and there are now resources at all levels where families can get help and where people who want to help can do it.
That's about all that we have time for today. I'd like to thank Colonel Barbara O'Reilly, Chief of Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Minnesota National Guard, Bob Livingston, the Executive Director of Washington County Network, and Susan Ewing. Thank you so much, and your husband for 12 deployments. That's amazing. Thank you all for being with us on this special edition of todaysbusinessradio.com.
Learn how you can make your community a Yellow Ribbon County at beyondtheyellowribbon.org.